Okay, bottom of Tezayin of Days. Omer of Tanchum, Bered, Rabkia, Ish Kvaraku, Omer of Yaakov, Baracha, Omer of Smoloi, the Amri Law, Omer of Tanchum, Omer of Huna, the Amri Law, Omer of Huna, Lechudei. Huna said it by himself. Like the Talmud, She Nida, Lechvodo, Niduyo, Nidui. The Talmud is Menada, Lechvodo, in other words, not Lechvod Shomayim. The person didn't do something that was a tremendous chutzpah klape Shomayim, but he was pogeya personally in this Talmud Chacham. So he's allowed to put the person in Cherim. And it's a valid nidui. Titanya, Menuda L'Rav, Menuda L'Talmud. Menuda L'Talmud, Eina Menuda L'Rav. L'Rav Hud Eina Menuda. Holokule Alma Menuda. Right? L'mai. So it's possible for a person to be Menuda to a Talmud and not to the Rav. So what is he menuda for? And if he's not menuda to the rabbis, but the nidui is chal for everybody else. Menuda lamai, iba mila d'shmaya, if the Talmud put him in cherim because of divrei shomayim, he was a mechutzav to the rabbanu, so he's over some kind of avera, so ein chochma vein tfuna vein eitzel neger Hashem, then al tchil Hashem, even the rab should be noheg the nidui, even though the Talmud originated it. But we're talking over here of Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, there's no covered. Person doesn't get covered in the place of Chilul Hashem. And even the Rav should be knowing the Nidui. El Olav, the covered Atzma. Must be that the Talmud was menada him for his own covered. Which is a covered at Torah, but it's still a personal thing. Therefore, you see that the Talmud could be menada l'chvod Atzma. Rashi, Talmud Chochim Nidu l'chvod, kvar pi Rashi l'malah. Okay, Omer of Yosef, Tzur Mirabonin, Ovid Dino Venafshe. Yosef said a Talmud Chacham, a young Talmud Chacham, Tzur Mirabonin is a yeshiva bacher. Ovid Dino Venafshe can take the law into his own hands, Bimilsa de Psikale, something that he is clear about, he's allowed to take the law into his own hands. So Gemara says, the Maestro and the Mepharshim say, anybody's allowed to take the law into our hands, and something that you know for sure, the halacha is like you, and there'll be a hefster if you go to Beis Din. Right, you're allowed to Ovid Inish Dino Lenafshe, it's halacha. So some say that I might think that a Talmud Chacham, though, has to be extra careful and can't do that. Kamash Malan, even a Talmud Chacham can do that. Others say it means over here, he's allowed to judge his own case without going to Beis Din. If he knows for sure the halacha is the way he said, he's allowed to take money, whatever, from somebody, even if there's no loss. Regular case, if there's no loss, the person has to go to Beis Din. Here, the person can be his own Beis Din. Rashi, the psikole, shavadai hu lo velo sofik. He's sure this is the halacha, he's allowed to take the law into his own hands. Hahu tzor mid rabbanan da have a son of Shumane. There's a shiva bacher that there were rumors about him that he was immoral. Omrab Yehuda hechi lavid. What should we do? L'shamte tzrichi le rabbanan. Can't put him in cherim because the rabbanan need him. He used to teach other people. First of all, what's it called that we used to learn before, that a person in Cherim is allowed to teach people. So what's the problem? Put him in Cherim and he'll still teach. But it was what's it called, a little bit of a bizoyin to the Talmidim to have to come to a Rebbe who's in Cherim. Or it's not comfortable, then they wouldn't have come. So therefore, it wouldn't have been practical to put him in Cherim. Lo l'shamte komischu shem shmad shmaya. Zichil Hashem. People say the Rabbanan are protect their own. Right? It would have been somebody else. It would have been Cherim. Omer le Rabba bar Barchana, midi shmielach ba. So he says to Rabbi Chana, did you hear anything about this problem? Should we put him in Cherim or not put him in Cherim? Omer le hochi omer Rabbi Yochanan. May deceive ki sitse kohen yishmu das v'tori yivakshu mipihu, ki malach Hashem tzavak also, im do maharav le malach Hashem yivakshu tor mipihu. Mipihu, if the Rav is like a malach, then, in other words, he's acting properly, you should learn from him. If not, don't learn from him. Meaning that the Rabbanan need him, that he's not really the kind of person people should learn from. Even though in the beginning they said that even though he did something wrong, first of all, there was no proof that he did anything wrong. It was only rumors. Secondly, just because a person does something wrong doesn't passel him completely. They knew that basically, we'll see later, he's basically a good person and a shomer mitzvah and a yerushalmi, except he couldn't control his yetzer hara for certain things. That kind of person is impossible. But the ma'aseh, what he told them was that in this situation, better to put him in cherim. So Shamtei, Rav Yehuda, they put him in Cherem. So Ichlish Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda got sick. Also Rabban Lishul Adai. So Rabbanan came to visit him. Also Ihu Nomi Badaya. So the guy they put in Cherem also came to visit Rav Yehuda. Kadchazi Rav Yehuda Chiyach. When Rav Yehuda saw him, he laughed. Omerlei Lo Mistayach De Shamtei Lahu Gavra Lachuche Nomi Chayach Bi. So the guy said, it's not enough you put me in Cherem, you're laughing at me too, you're mocking me. Omerlei La Bedidoch Mechayach, I'm not laughing at you. Elo Dechi Azil Nelahu Alma Bedicha Datoi Dafil Lagavra Kavosoch Lo Chanifile. Right, I'm laughing that when I saw you, I realized that in Olam Haba, they're going to treat me very nicely. Because in this world, I didn't show favoritism even to a person like you. Because you're a person, you deserve to be put in Cherem, put you in Cherem. So in Olam Haba, they're going to treat me nicely, so that's what I was laughing about. Noch nafshe de Rabbi Yehuda, also the Be'medrasho, right, so Rabbi Yehuda died, and this guy came to the Be'medrash, Omer Lahu, surely, right, Bimata the Cherem. Omer Le Rabban and Gavra de Choshev, Rabbi Yehuda, Leka Hocha de Lishulach, there's nobody equal to Rabbi Yehuda that can be Mata the Cherem that he made. El Azil Gabe de Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, de Lishulach. Go to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, he'll be, he was a contemporary of Rav Yehuda, he'll be Mata the Cherem. Also the Kameh, Omer Le Rav Ami, poke Ayin Bedine. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia said to Rav Ami, go and investigate the case. Imi Boy Le Mishrei Le Shori Le. And if it's the evidence points to the fact that we should be Mata him, be Mata him. Ayin Rav Ami Dime, Sover Le Mishrei Le. Rav Ami looked into the case, and he said it points to the fact that we should be matter the cherem. Omer Rav Shmuel Nachmeni Aragla. Rav Shmuel Nachmeni got up. VaOmer Umash Shifcha Shol Beis Rebbe. Lo Noagu Chachomim Kalis Rosh Beniduya Shalosh Shomim. Right, Shifcha of Beis Rebbe. The Gemara is going to say the case in a little while. Right, she put somebody in cherem, and they weren't matter the cherem for 3 years, and we should be makel in the cherem of Rav Yehuda. Yehuda chavireinu alachas kama v'kama, right? Rav Yehuda is no less than the shivcha of Rebbe's home. Omer Abzeira Maid de Kamon de Osi Ha'idno Haisab be Medrasha to Kama Shoni Lo Osa. This was the first time the Rishumar Nachmeni came to the Beis Medrash in years. Hassan was an old man, he couldn't make it, right? Well, all of a sudden he showed up today when we're thinking of being Matar the Cherem, and he gets up and says this thing. Shemami no lo mi boy le mishle. It's assumed in Hashemayim that it's not proper to be matter him. Lo shorilei, so they weren't matter the cherem. Nofa ki kabochi va'ozel. So he went out from the Beis Medrash, I guess, crying. Also zibur of a tarki amse v'shochiv. A bee came and bit him on his ama, on his what's it called, the male organ, and he died. It was Mida Keneged Mida, because the Shmuels, the rumors were that he was immoral. Ailula Marosa de Chassidi Velo Kiblu. They tried to bury him in the Ma'or of Chassidim again, just because there's rumors about a person, or even he does something wrong. But we'll see that he was basically, this was his only fault, doesn't mean that he passes him completely. So they wanted to bury him amongst Chassidim. Right, which probably was very good, the bearing by Hasidim. The one that put him into the cave of the Hasidim, the low kiblu, and there was a snake around the cave, wouldn't let him in. Ailula Moros the Daini, and then they wanted to bury him with the judges, the kiblu, and that they're able to bury him together with the judges. My timer, why? Lemaisa, the guy was a barbarian. The Ovid Kerbeloi, because Lemaisa, he, with all the bad that he did, all the Avera, he did it in a way that he was choshish l'chil l'ashem, like a b'loy, the Tanya or b'loy Omer, imroa odom sheitzro miskaber olav, yelech l'mokom shei makirno. So a person sees that his Yetzirah is overpowering him, he can't control it. Right? So it's either he's going to do the Avera publicly or privately. He should go to a place, right, go that nobody knows him. The Yilba Shchorim Yisatif Shchorim, should get dressed in black, so he what's it called, disguises himself. This is one way of learning. The Yasa Mashlibo Chofetz, do the Aveira, V'al Yichal Shem Shomayim B'Farhesia. Don't be Michal Shem Shomayim. And that's what this guy did, and therefore, right, since he couldn't control his Yetzer Hara, but he still did it in a way that wasn't a Chilul Hashem, he deserved to be buried amongst the Dayonim. That's one way of learning. The Tosus brings down the Rabbeinu Hananel, and Rav Chai Gon says the same thing, but it's not a heter to do the Aveira. even according to Rashi, it's not a heter to the averus. If the metzias is that you can't control yourself, better to do it b'tzino than to do it b'rabim. But it's not, it doesn't mean that you're going to do the avera at all. It's an eitzah how to avoid doing the avera. If you get dressed in black, right, and you go to a place where nobody knows you, all those things will probably make it that you'll be able to control your yetzer hara. Go through this process, you'll probably be able to control your yetzer hara. And according to this, Bamaisa, he didn't do like Rabbi Loi. And that's why the Gemara is explaining why originally he wasn't accepted into the cave of Chassidim. But even so, just because a person had some averas that he couldn't control his yetzer hara, doesn't make him a rosh gomor that he can't be buried amongst the dayanim. According to the first shot, he did like Rabbi Loi, and therefore he was accepted by the dayanim. Shivcha shel beis Rebbe mai. What was the case of shivcha shel beis Rebbe? Let's see Rashi till now. Also. The imlav al yivakshu Torah. No, tzrichli rabbanon, the ashrei the havei ribhon. He was the rav of that place, and they needed him to teach. The imlav al yivakshu Torah. Hoel the sonu shumane. Since there's bad rumors about him, hod the tzrichli rabbanon lav klumo. The fact that they need him is meaningless. The mutav lo yalfi. Better they shouldn't learn from him. Osa ihu. But you see, it's not osa to learn from him. Just that the Shiloh was to put him in Chayram or not and make it uncomfortable to learn, so what? Also, Yuhayim and Nudan Novi Badai came to visit Rabbi Yehuda. May de Kamon, Kolomer, Hechi Misra, May de Al Hai Saba, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, What happened that this old man, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, hasn't come to the Beis Medrash for years, all of a sudden he shows up today? Shmami no de lahochi Yisrami. That's why it happened. The osa ha'id no de bemedrasho de lab mazli hu de lishrile. This guy is not really proper to be matur him. And smina shomayim that they made Rav Shmuel Nachmani come to protest it. The tarkia, I'm saying noshku le menudu be'amoso. The loki blue, the hadra achnu le maroso ve lo poska piha. Right? There was a snake around the entrance to the cave and didn't let them come into the cave. Daini Rashi Bezdin. The Chassidim Adifim. Chassidim are greater than Rashi Bezdin. My time at Kibluhu. So Rashi learns this. So why did they Makabalim him by the Dayanim? The guy who did Averis. The Ovid Kribaloi, Bahani Shmuel's Rose. The things that he did, the immorality he did privately. Mashalibochop, it's Avera. The whole of the Ein Makir, and also Shom Lekechol Hashem. The Omar Lon Rebbe, Mishum Rav Haigon. The Yasim Meshalibo Chofetz Rotsalomer Devave Kivin Shelovu Shorim Ani Ori B'Dover Sheino Chofetz Mikan De'Elech Laveris. See, getting dressed in black keeps you from doing Averis, but that's not really what it means. It means changing your clothes and having to go incognito somewhere is going to stop it. Okay, so what was the case of Amsa Devei Rebbe? And the Chori, we said that the Nazifa Chayrim is only 30 days or what's it called, up to a year. Not in the 30 days or 7 days. How come they left him the guy in Chayim for 3 years? So they say that the only time that Nazifa is 7 days or 30 days if the person has Charata. But if the person never has Charata, you leave him in Chayim for 3 years until he'll have Charata or until he'll die, whatever. The case of Rav, the Amsa Devei Rebbe, Chazisa Lehu Gavra, the Havi Mochi Libno Gavr. She saw somebody hitting his mature adult son. She said she'd be in Chayrim. He's putting a stumbling block in front of his son. The kid's already mature. He can hit back. And he'll be over on what's it called? Maka Ovivima. The Tanya of Ne'ivar L'Sitei Mirshol. The Maka Livno Gorl HaKos Medaber. One of the situations that would fit into Ne'ivar L'Sitei Mirshol is a person hitting his adult son. There's a shail over here in the Achronim. Whether you're over lifnei iver if you do something and the person's not nichshol, right? What's it called? You pass somebody something also to eat that he couldn't have gotten without you, which is the case of lifnei iver, and he doesn't eat it. So is lifnei iver only if you cause the nichshol and the person taka was nichshol, or you're over the isser for even creating a nichshol, even if the nichshol never came out? So some hold that you learn from this Gemara that she put him in Chayrim right away, even before the son hit him. Maybe he wasn't over Lifnei Iver. Depends if the son ended up hitting him or not. if you hold that it depends on the actual nichshol happening. So if you can arrive from here, it doesn't make a big difference. As soon as you put somebody in a situation where you make it easy for them to do an aveira, even if they don't do the aveira, you're over. And others hold, no, there is no raya from here. And she put him in cheirim because l'maisi did something wrong. He may have not been over l'fnei iver, but it's not right to put yourself in a situation where you may be over l'fnei iver. That's why she put him in cheirim. But you're talking not over l'fnei iver unless the nichshol actually comes to fruition. It's machlokas achronim. Reish Lakish havi minter pardesa. Reish Lakish was the shomer on a pardes. Osa hu gavra v'ko'achu te'enei. So the guy came and he was eating figs from the parties. Roma bekala v'lo'asher beis. He yelled at him and the guy didn't pay attention. Omer lahavi ahu gavra v'shantes. He put him in cheirim. Omer le'adar rab lahavi ahu gavra v'shantes. So the guy said just the opposite. You're in cheirim, right? What are you embarrassed? What are you yelling at me? Imamol nischayavti l'chon nidui mischayavticha. If I'm prepared to pay money, so come take me to beis din. Don't put me in cheirim, right? You put me in cheirim for no reason. I'll put you in cheirim. Also the Beis Medrash, so they came to the Beis Medrash to decide who's right. He's right. You're in Cheirim, not him. So what do I do? Go to him and let him be Matur the Cheirim. He put you in Cheirim, he can be Matur. He says, Lo Yodano, I don't know who he is. I don't know where to find him. Okay, if you can't go to the Nasi, he can be Matur Cheirim with anybody. In the case where somebody was put you in cherem, you know who he is, you can't find him to be matir, you can go to the Nasi, and he's like the shliach of all of Klal Yisrael, he can be matir. Rashi.
Anybody can put anybody in cherem?
What? Yeah, if it's a, what's it called? If there's a something that's somewhat covered Shemayim. For instance, like the Talmud Chacham, even though it's not Kvod Shomayim Mamish, but it's his covet, yeah, that's a shtickle Kvod Shomayim.
Yeah, but a ganav in a field can put
him. Yeah, this guy put him in cheren because this guy, what's it called, did something wrong. He put somebody in cheren for no reason.
Okay, but that's the question. Yeah. Anyone could put anyone in cheren?
For doing something, no, not just stam like this. This guy, the Reish Lakish, did something wrong. He put somebody in cheren, Shalom Kedim. So for that, Aver, he can put him in cheren.
So you don't need the bait, then put him in
cheren. Yeah. Except sometimes it doesn't. There's not chal. There's no basis for it. There's no basis. That's what they asked. Whose cherem is a cherem over here? Who has a basis for what he did? The kavur mishum l'tnevel l'shitim mechshol. The kiven the gavul who shemet mevayit ba'aviv v'havi le'iu machshilo. You're causing him to hit you. Shalchein oniru d'lav bedin l'ashamte. You weren't mishamim bedin. There has to be some basis for this for the cherem. Okay. Omrav Huna Ba'usha Hiskinu Av Beizdin Shesorach Eimenadnoso. In Usha they made a takana that if an Av Beizdin did an Aveira, they don't put him in Cheirim. Because it's a Chilul Hashem to put the Av Beizdin in Cheirim. Omer Lo, what do we say to him? We don't put him in Cheirim. We say, Hach Beid Vishav Vesecha. It'll be honorable for you to stay home for a while. Right? Stay out of the public eye for a while. Chazer Vesorach, if he did it again, then it's a chilul Hashem if you don't put him in cheirim. Upliga the Reish Lakish, and this argues on Reish Lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish, Talmud Chacham Shesorach ein menadnoso b'farhesya. Talmud Chacham that did something wrong, you don't put him in cheirim b'farhesya because that's a bigger chilul Hashem. So that's not covered at Torah to put him in cheirim. Shneemar b'chashalto hayom the kochel gamnovi imcha laila kiso kelaila v'chashal gamnovi imcha laila. He saw Kalilah the Talmud Chacham did something wrong, because Shalt Ayom, right, he failed something during the day, hide it like night. Marzutra Chasida, ki mechayiv tzum rabon shamta, bereisha meshamis nafshe, v'hoda meshamis lididei. Right, Marzutra Chasida, when he had a yeshiva bachra that was chayiv nidoi, so first he put himself in cheirim, and then he put the yeshiva bachra in cheirim. When he get home, shori leil nafshei b'matir the cheirim on himself. V'hoder shori leil didei, he b'matir then the what's it called to the other one also. And that way he'd remember two things. One is he remembered to b'matir him because he had b'matir himself, and also he would what's it called? He would do it quickly and not leave the guy in cheirim for a long time. Omar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav Talmud Chacham enada li'atzmo u'mefer li'atzmo. A Talmud Chacham can put somebody in cheirim himself, and he can be made for the cheirim himself. Omra Papa tasted or shemisi tzurim rabbanim olam. Rapapa said, I got a tremendous schar for never putting a Talmud Chacham into cheirim. So somebody does something wrong, you have to react to it somehow. You can't just leave it go. That's a bigger chul Hashem. People say that, you see, the Rabbanan can do whatever they want and nobody cares. They would permit somebody to give Malkus to a Talmud Chacham, but not to put him in Cherem. Cherem is more of a bizui than getting Malkus. Malkus, did something wrong, get Malkus. Malkus over here is Malkus the Rabbanan. My Shamta, what is the Lashon of Shamta? Omarov, Shein Misa. It's almost like death. It's like killing a person spiritually. Ushmul Amar Shmama Yiyah. The guy becomes desolate. And it has an effect like putting fat on the walls of an oven. It seeps into the oven and it doesn't go away. Meaning that the cheirim, the shamta, affects the person forever. Even after they're matarit, it still has an effect. This idea that the effect never goes away argues on Rish Lakish. Just like a cherim goes into a person's entire body, 248 evarim, when it goes out, it leaves the entire body. Cherim is gematria, it's 248. So it permeates the 248 organs of a person. Rachem is also bigamatria hochi havi. It's 248. So when you matter the cheirim, it goes away completely. Omrav Yosef, shodi shamta anegubsa the kalba the ihi dido avda. If you put a cheirim on a dog's tail, right, it'll have an effect. Okay, even a dog's tail. Close again on the dog himself. Rashi. Pretend that you're sick and sit in your house for a while. That's what we tell the Abdeis. Then, if he deserves to be in Cheirim, we don't put him in Cheirim. We tell him stay home for a little while. You tell it to him nicely and respectfully. It will be honorable for you to stay home. That's what we tell him. Kiso out to vaze also for Hesu. Don't insult him publicly. Hide the fact. Kalayla shechashecha they not him roeh. Just like at night, nobody sees. Mishmei nafshe, mishmash misnafshe, mishum yikore dahutzur merabonim. He used to put himself in cheirim, and then put the yeshiva bachar in cheirim, and then he would matter his cheirim, matter his. Nimnu anegida malchus. Malchus yofalahem yosef mishamta. It's better to get malchus than to be put into cheirim. But having malchus, so to give malchus to a yeshiva bacher. Umahani ki tichya betanura. Kishumin shetokin es atanura. Like the fat that you spread over the walls of the oven. The nivla besocho shen yotzi laolam. And it gets absorbed into the oven, never comes out. Kolomer maka lechol man de shamtinan le de lo nafka mine laolam. Even if you mata the cheirim, it still has an effect. Who pleaded Reb Shimon ben Lakish to Omer Yotzi that it does come out. Ginuv say zonav. Dido avda umalki le. It affects the dog. If you put a cherim on a dog's tail, it's going to have an effect. The e dido avda dahu kalba. Where do we have such a case, such an incident? There was a dog. The havi ochel masander. It was eating the rabbanon's shoes. Right? He had a dog. He had your neighbor's dog, and he ate your shoes. Right? Velo havi koyad the manu. They didn't know who was eating, who was tearing up the shoes. They thought it was somebody, right? Some prankster. Didn't realize it was a dog. The shamtule. So they said, whoever is eating up the shoes should be in cheirim. Isli beinura beginugubse va'achalte. So the dog got its tail caught on fire, and what's it called? And you see the cheirim had an effect that the dog's tail went up in flames. Rashi. Hahu Alma, the Havi Kometzair Le Lahutzur Merabonin. There was a thug who was bothering a yeshiva bacher. Also the Kameder of Yosef. So he came to Rav Yosef. Omale Zil Shamte. He said, put him in Cherem. Omale Mistafina mean, if I put him in Cherem, he'll go to court and who knows what he'll do to me. What's it called? Keep a Hakira negative me. I'm afraid of the guy. Right? Omale Shkile Psicho Ale. So invite him to Beis Din. Right, write a psicha, Rashi, write a ksav shamta, write a cherim, put him in cherim, right? Koshkin or something. Surely, if I put him in cherim, who knows what he'll do? Right, he'll take me to court for putting him in cherim. Omer le shakle achse bekado. He said, "What's it called? Take the ksav shamta, do it privately, put it in a jug." The achse. Beikavri, go to the cemetery where nobody's around, so it's private. The Kori Bei Alpha Shipure Barbo and Yomim, and blow 1,000 kolos of a shofar into the jug over 40 days, right? And that'll take care of the guy. Ozalovit Hochi, he did that. Pokakada, the jug broke. Umeis Aloma, and the thug died. Right? And the Marsha says what happened was, the jug was made out of kli cheres as a symbol of a human being who's like cheres, and the fact that they blew the shofar inside the jug was took away the guy's life. They put the cherim inside, the jug broke, and the guy's life was taken away. Let's try that. The Rashi shokul pischoi lauk sovel of shamta shakli lichsav shamta. Take the ksav of the cherim va'achse bekada taka b'socha kavlo ishmo, and then blow the shofar into the jug, and nobody will hear. Bekavri lo shrichei tamon inshi. Not too many people, at least not people who are walking around, are in the Beis HaKvaras. The kori bekolomer taka be'alfin shipure. Blow 1,000 kolos on the shofar. And what's it called? And that will take care of the thug. And it did. Okay.
So basically, the guy using the Rabbanan shoes, and they didn't know who it was, so they put him in neuter. What's the difference between that and the case of stealing the food in the field? It's just a monetary damage if some guy's moving their shoes or taking their shoes.
No, because here was they felt that he was doing it as a prank. That it was a prank in Negev Kavod HaTorah. It wasn't just their shoes, really. Right? Speak to my wife to arrange a date over there. She knows when we're going to be, whatever. You got the paper?
Is the internet going to be censored?